Hey y'all, it's me, Danielle, aka The Insane Genius. Welcome to the Let's Keep It Real podcast. I hope y'all are doing nice and I'm doing. I hope you guys are having a nice and wonderful day, night, noon, afternoon, whatever it is, morning, whatever. I hope guys are doing great. Anywho, all right, so I said I didn't want to touch this topic. I always sit there try to not talk about touch topics like police brutality against Black Americans, African Americans, but I'm gonna have to do this because my thing is, it's sad that it was I didn't see the video, and I'm happy I didn't see the video of Tyre Nichols. I'm praying I'm saying his name right. But I haven't seen the video, but you know, reading up on the updates and stuff of Tyre Nichols and seeing that it was like what, 4 or 5 black men that killed this man, is ridiculous. It's mind blowing. It's like, how dare you, to the 4 black guys and the white guy. I'm gonna blame everybody, not just them. I'm gonna blame the EMT, everybody, because I feel like everybody played a part, because y'all knew the whole situation was wrong. And what pissed me off is you have people, I don't give a fuck. If I see a fellow deputy sitting here doing something wrong, yes, I'm calling it out. And I want y'all play with my money. I want y'all play with my job. If I wouldn't have every time Dick and Harry lawyer on y'all asses for playing with my money, but don't let the bitch come out me. Don't let her come out. But man, it's like, it's sad. Like, when I first heard about a guy, my mom, she told me about it. She was like, you know this, another black guy got beat up by 4 cops. And I'm like, oh Lord, not another police brutality with fucking white cops. And you know, I just left it at that. I just walked away because I didn't want to hear it, you know, because it becomes overwhelming and so much, because it's like, why? Then people always like to say, oh well, if we should have, they should have complied or stopped resisting. A lot of these people comply and they don't do all the fucking crazy shit that y'all sit there feel like they do. I could be stiff as a fucking board and still get fucked over by a police officer. And it's sad because it's like, hearing the story at first and then only to find out that it was black cops that did it, was like, just like, I was just blown away, because it's like, you serious? So, and I don't care who don't agree with me with what I'm about to say. We could agree to disagree. I don't care. This is my opinion. You can't do what the white motherfuckers do on the police force, black cops, just because they get away. And then the fucked up part is, y'all really thought, oh, well, since they doing it, we could do it. You know, it's fucked up. Like, man, no. They had a couple of years back, they had a black cop. He's in jail now for handcuffing a white female, and she I guess she got hurt and she died. I forgot what happened. And he's in jail. But yet, the white cop could do whatever they want to us. This, and that. They get paid leave. They sit behind a desk until the investigation is complete. And as always, they be back at work. It's like, you sit, they basically get away with murdering African Americans, Black Americans. Like, it's sad and ridiculous, and people refuse to believe and accept that. Like, of course, you know, the racist ones always want to sit here and sugarcoat stuff because they so damn racist. They don't see nothing wrong. But if the fucking role was reversed, oh, it's a huge problem. Oh, now it's a big deal. But this right here, it's just like, it pisses you off even more when it be your own people. Your own people. Now, I'm hearing that one of the police officers, the guy Tyree works with, the ex or whatever, and they formed a relationship. That's how all that happened. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what went down or whatever. What they did to him was wrong. There's no way to sit there and justify what they did was right. No. Y'all killed somebody. And then the main reason I really didn't want to hear the video and watch it was because they was like saying that he was crying out for his mama, and that brought me back to George Floyd. You know, I even feel it like somebody pressing on your chest with George Floyd. I have mild scoliosis, and it causes me to barely have upper body strength, and it causes my lungs to expand. So even if I'm like horse playing around or just playing around and somebody's on top of me, I freak out because it's like you're putting too much pressure on my chest. You don't even have to be directly on me. If I feel that pressure on my chest dealing with my lungs, I will freak the fuck out and be like, get off me. My thing is, when I say get off me, because now I'm fucking going to panic attack mode. So for to hear this man telling y'all that he can't breathe, you're pressing into his chest, whatever, you know, he can't breathe, and then hearing him call for his mama too was heartbreaking. And who wants to sit here and see something like that again? You know, it's messed up. And I hope and I pray that they get what's coming to them. I pray to God that they get, every one of them should get life. Because what y'all did was wrong. That was down bad. That was really down bad. And y'all try to sit there and hide it and sugarcoat it, but y'all have cameras, them body cameras. And that's messed up. Y'all, I guess the camera was gonna lie. Tell me. Tell me what the fuck the camera was gonna see here and show something different. It was gonna back up what y'all say what really happened. You serious? And then the stupid part of them is like, all that shit be like, it's for the public to, you know, it's public information, you know. So it's like, why do they? So y'all really had it on your mind, was basically y'all had it on your mind, fuck this job, fuck my life, fuck whoever it was going to affect, everything. Y'all just like, okay, well, I'm gonna sit there and pass go, don't collect $200, and just go my ass straight to jail. Like, my thing is, when will the police brutality stop? Like, this has to end. Like, we shouldn't be fearful for going, just to be fearful of driving while being black. Like, it's every day that I be like, man, I be sitting there nervous that if I sit here and go here and get pulled over, it be this, and this. That's why I always make sure I have my thin blue line sticker on my car to let a person know, yeah, I'm an ex-deputy. And don't try no shit with me. You feel me? My thing is, don't play games. Don't try to find a way to play games to give me a ticket, whatever. Like, recently, a couple of several months ago, I had got pulled over. And it was the way I got pulled over. And yes, I sure did. Went to court and contested. Because my thing is, a lot of these people don't know who they be pulling over. You don't know if I'm an ex-lawyer or if I'm a lawyer, I'm a deputy or whatever, when I'm in plain clothes. So, yeah. But the police brutality have to stop. And another thing, too, is that it's getting so far out of hand that we really have to sit here and teach our black kids, you know, how to act or what to expect. Like, I had one time my kids came home with my friend from who was my co-host on here, AP. She went to bring them by their grandmother's house, and the police pull over, try to get her a ticket by saying that she didn't completely stop at the stop sign. How the fuck y'all was gonna see that when there's people cars blocking with a stop sign to see her do a complete stop sign? So come on. So my kids, like, they come, they're like, yeah, we straight record. We was calling. I thought they were just playing around calling me. But now it's like, since that happened, as soon as they call, I answer. I pick up the phone because I don't know what could be going on. Even if they just calling to get on my nerves. But the first thing they said, like, yeah, mommy, we recorded. We recorded on our iPads. We straight up recorded because we were scared. And it's sad because it's like you try to keep stuff like that from, you know, keep stuff like that away from them so they wouldn't see. But it's all, they will always be exposed to stuff like this. They're going to be exposed to seeing police brutality because of social media, TikTok. That's what they be on. And you have kids who are being taught to be racist. They have to deal with that at school too. So, you know, it's sad and it's hurtful. And I'm like, I really feel for Tyre Nichols, for his family. You know, my condolences to them. Because I know they won't fuck shit up. And I'm happy, like, you know, his people was like, you know, they want a peaceful protest and stuff. But it's like, how many times we're going to be protesting? I feel like we're going back in time. It's like everything is just going backwards. We're going back to getting our ass kicked. We have a peaceful protest. Y'all come out with every fucking thing. But let the KKK go and do a protest. Y'all don't have shit because half the fucking police force be backing up the KKK. Go figure. So it's like, when will enough be enough? Like, y'all, we here. Y'all, if y'all want to get mad because y'all don't want to be, y'all don't want to share a city or whatever with black people, tough. Get mad at your fucking ancestors for bringing our ass over here. We all, then the trip part is, just because y'all see somebody in a car, y'all just auto, and y'all see the color of our skin, or if we look a certain way, oh boom, that warrants to be pulled over. Or it's probable cause because of the way we look. You know, and that's one thing I do. Like, when I drive around, you know, and I go places, I don't go places to look my best no more, because it's like, oh, when I look my best, it's, oh, hi. Blah, blah, blah. But when I sit there, have my comfortable days where I just want to chill in some sweats, have a messy bun or whatever, now I get judged. Oh, I must be something wrong. Like, I had people follow me in the store just because of the way I was dressed. And I find it funny because my thing is, I calls it out too. Because don't judge a book by its cover. I might look a mess, but that don't make me that you just assume because of the way I dress that I'm about to steal. Bitch, I came in here with credit cards, a debit card, and cash. The fuck? And I have my family outside in the car while I go and make a quick run in here to get what I need so they could chill because they don't want to follow me. The hell? Why would I sit here and bring them to a fucking robbery, stupid ass? But it's like, this, it has to stop, you know. The racial profiling has to stop. The police brutality, whooping, you know, beating up somebody because they don't listen. It's like, if you're, my thing is this with joining law enforcement. Like I say, I've been a deputy for a little over 5 years. And you deal with some assholes. I used to work in the jail in Orleans Parish Prison. So I've been dealt with a lot of stuff. And I used to work for the Department of Corrections with Louisiana too. The females wasn't so bad up there. And even at Angola training, it wasn't as bad. But you deal with knuckleheads. And my thing is, you cannot let them get under your skin. You know, my thing is, that's what working in the jail, that's what that pen for. But for the ones that do patrol, deputies and police officers that patrol, don't get me wrong, you have a lot of people who join the police force because they on this ego trip. Some of them have been, you know, they got bullied in high school, so they need that authority now, that, oh, I'ma fuck over everybody. That's they, that shield, that police badge is their shield. In their head, their mindset is, oh, I could talk to you any kind of way, I could fuck over you, this and this. But they need to remember too, bitch, what goes on in the dark comes to the light. You gonna get your karma. Believe me, you're going to fuck up one day and you're going to get what's coming to you. And if it's not that, it's either you're going to lose your job, you're going to get shot at, because you're going to always have somebody who don't give a fuck. Who don't give a fuck, then, you know, they don't have nothing to lose. They're going to blow your fucking brains out. And if they don't do that, if you don't get your brains blown out, you're dead. You're going to be injured to the point where you don't have a job that you can't work. All you can do is collect disability. So it's like, you be mindful of what you do, how you treat people working in law enforcement. That fucking ego trip shit needs to be out the window. I don't, and my thing too is something that I always tell people is, whatever goes on outside before I go into work, I leave it outside. It's not their fault in here that I'm having a bad day. I'm not gonna take that out on nobody. I wouldn't want that shit done to me, so why would I do it to you? And that goes the same with them with this ego trip. My thing is, you wants to be so much above the law, especially when people be knowing their shit, and you wants to get mad because, oh nah, oh, my pride hurt. My thing is, just let it fucking be. As long as they're not calling you bitch, motherfucker, you stupid ass, you nigga, you crack or whatever, it shouldn't be no problem. Even with that, my thing is, you know, it's like, y'all have to, some of y'all motherfuckers in law enforcement really need to sit here and put your pride to the side. Put your ego to the side. Because all you fucking doing is fucking yourself up at the end. And for the ones who got away with murdering somebody, I hope you sleep well at night. And I hope whoever the fuck it is who you sit here and cause them to lose their life or whatever, I hope they haunt you for the rest of your fucking life. Since you sit there sleeping almighty good and fine, I hope you suffer, because you deserve to suffer. This person is gone, their family's still mourning them, and I hope they really, nah, don't wait until you're on your deathbed. Go haunt their asses now. How about that? Haunt your ass now, because that's what you deserve. Like, this shit, it really has to stop. You feel me? It really has to stop. Like, it's not, there's no, nothing that amount for me to kill somebody because they said something wrong or whatever. If my life is not in imminent danger, when I'm looking like, okay, you got a gun or whatever, what's the fucking point of me killing you? Bitch, I'll punch the fuck out you before I sit there and pull my gun. And a lot of them be knowing that these people don't have a gun or whatever. You could tell them a motherfucker that got a gun and one that don't. Even the ones that talk shit. He be the same motherfuckers that y'all bring to jail every day. And all they do is talk out the asshole. So, again, that's just my little rant on this, because it's hurtful. And just to see it's coming from our own people, make it even worse. I would love to hear what y'all have to say about this. And until next time, y'all, you know, come back for the next episode. And don't forget to hit us up on letskeepitreal18@yahoo.com. I'm gonna have to keep my phone next to me because I'm still forgetting my email. But it's letskeepitreal18@yahoo.com. Until then, y'all, I will see y'all later. Deuces.